Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We have been talking about Abraham. Continuing this topic, we can help our Muslim friends to know that the righteousness of Abraham resulted from his faith. In spite of Abraham's sins, which are recorded in the Bible and in the Quran, Surah 26, verse 82, God forgave Abraham and declared him to be righteous. Abraham's faith in God and in his ability to perform what he had promised was accepted by God as righteousness. We know that from Genesis 15, verse 6, which states, Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. Abraham's faith was an awesome example because he did not simply or merely bow to God's command, my Muslim friend, but Abraham believed that God's command was consistent with God's faithfulness. God's command to him to sacrifice his son was consistent with God's faithfulness. Of course, faithfulness in fulfilling his promise to Abraham. Abraham depended on the righteousness, goodness, and trustworthiness of God. Thus, his faith gave glory to God. Abraham's righteousness was not earned, but a God-given righteousness. I mean, Abraham's righteous status, and of course we talked before about Abraham's high status, Abraham's righteous status before God did not come from his own piety or merit, earned by accumulating enough good works. Did not come because he prayed so many times a day and he fasted, he gave certain things to God or did certain things for the cause of God. Neither did it result from his genetic lineage. God accepted Abraham as righteous because of his belief in God and faith in God's power and faith in God's grace and faithfulness. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about Abraham, using Abraham to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. And we can read in Romans 4, verses 20 to 25, about that faith principle was really explained. And let me read to you these verses, my Muslim friend, and my Christian brothers and sisters. Yet he, Abraham, did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words "it was credited to him" were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. I love it. I love the Word of God. Romans 4, verses 20 to 25. Okay, now comes the question, who are the true children of Abraham? Well, my Muslim friend, the true children of Abraham, according to the Word of God in the Bible, are those who have his faith, regardless of race or ancestry. The Bible makes this reality clear. Consider Abraham. He believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. And we read also in the Bible, understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles, the non-Jews, by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. We read these precious words in Galatians 3, verses 6 to 9. And verses 13 and 14 further clarify that our identification with Abraham is based on faith. Christ redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. In other words, just as Abraham was saved by faith, the real children of Abraham are those who have faith in God and his promises. They are not those who rely on their own ability to keep the laws of God. Everyone who has this faith receives the blessing of justification. Because we read in Romans 4, verse 16, therefore the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. And of course, it is very important to help our Muslim friends know that the Messiah came through Abraham's lineage. God promised Abraham, through your offspring seed, all nations on earth will be blessed. Genesis 22, 18. Jesus is called the son of Abraham in Matthew 1, verse 1. The New Testament clarifies that Jesus is the seed of Abraham. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say "and to seeds," meaning many people, but "and to your seed," meaning one person who is Christ, Galatians 3:16, to be continued next program. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, helpless without your presence, unable to do anything eternal or spiritual without your guidance and without your spirit. God, we come before you, putting our trust in you, that you will equip us, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we trust in you that you brought us together and you gave us this information and you gave us many blessings so we can talk about Jesus with multitudes of Muslims and help multitudes of people, including Muslims, enjoy your love and your salvation through faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God, we submit our lives to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. Don't forget, if I can be of any further help to you, don't hesitate to contact me. God's grace, love, and peace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.